Good to see y'all here, and maybe after last weekend, it feels really good to be here. It was good to be there, but it's just good to be home back. And maybe it's just good feels good to have that behind us now. It's not hanging here in front of us, worrying about how it's going to work out and if it's going to work and all that. So, again, thank all of you for making that work. We talked about that some Wednesday night, but we had a nice group here, but not all of you were here. So just blessed by the outpouring and the help that everyone gave, and also on the financial part, that is coming close to enough money has come in to cover that. We're still a couple thousand short, but it's getting pretty close. So praise the Lord for that. I thought I'd make a few announcements here this morning before we start in. We're glad to have Brother Tim with us, and he has consented to bring the message for us. The one announcement is we had brought this up previously at a men's meeting at the Browns want to have applied for membership at the family. And so we're giving that out this morning as a vote for the church. We'll take that plan on taking them in the next week or two, whenever it works out. We don't have the details figured out there. So if you have anything you want to share with us, feel free to do that. Try to do that here the first of the week. And otherwise, we'll plan on moving ahead with taking them in as members. Looking forward to that. Glad to have them here with us. Also, somebody messaged me yesterday and wondered about how Wayne Raymer was doing. And so I messaged Ida this morning. She sent me a message and said that he's still, this morning, he still had not went into AFib. He's still weak. The surgery, the way I understand it, was quite a bit more extensive than what they'd originally planned. They thought it would take two and a half hours, and it ended up taking 3.5 hours. And there were several vessels he found that needed to be cauterized, or nerves, not vessels, nerves, I believe it is. Not very good on the technical part of that. But anyway, the doctor felt like he got some things there that were causing this him to go into AFib. So let's keep we'll thank the Lord for a successful surgery and keep praying for him. And also, Ed Krupp, he's not here with us this morning. He's feeling good enough that he's headed going up with his brothers to spend the week fishing. And praise the Lord for that. But he had a visit with his doctor this past week, and that turned out good results. The infection, they feel like the infection is gone. And still healing to do, but he felt very good about it. So let's also praise the Lord for that. I thought maybe we just have a word of prayer here. Is there any other prayer requests before we have prayer that somebody would like to share this morning? Okay. Why don't we just stand together for prayer? And our kind Heavenly Father, we come before Thee again this morning. We thank You again for Your love to us. We thank You for the privilege we have of being together like this and with brothers and sisters and to worship and to share together. We just want to thank You for answered prayers and just pray that You might continue to work in our lives. Pray for, especially thank You for the answered prayers on Brother Wayne's behalf. Just pray that You for continued healing there. And just pray that You might give him grace and strength and wisdom in the decisions they face. Also pray, thank You for the healing on Brother Ed's part. We just pray that You for continued healing there on his behalf. We just, Lord, we thank You. We know that You care about these details in our lives. Lord, You know there's others here maybe that are struggling with something that the rest don't know anything about. We just want to commit each one to You and just pray that You might help us to just look to You for strength and guidance and direction. And all we do, we just want to commit this service to You and just pray that You might be with us as we go further throughout the service here. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. So for a few thoughts this morning, if you want to turn with me to Colossians chapter 2, I'd like to read the first seven verses there. And maybe some of the things I've been coming to my mind are some of the things that kind of been rolling through for since last weekend. But there's a phrase in here that caught my attention here this past week. Colossians chapter 2, verse 1. For I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and to all the riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the Spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. So I think this goes along very well with what was shared this morning in the devotional. Appreciate the thoughts that Brother William shared there out of Ephesians. But the phrase in here that caught my attention was, so walk ye in him. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. So we think about, I was thinking about walking. So how do you walk in him? And thinking about walking in itself, you know, it's just a blessing if you can walk. I don't know how many of you have ever been in a place where you can't walk. About a month ago, I'm not sure exactly how long, but I was struggling with some back issues and ended up in the yard. It just went down. I couldn't walk. I couldn't make it back to the house. And that is a really bad feeling in more than one way. And, you know, just laying there on the ground trying to getting some instructions from a dear brother that was there telling me what I should do to make so I could maybe walk better. And it was good advice, but I was doing a little bit of, doing a little few exercises, and my dog even felt so bad, he laid beside me and started trying to do the same thing. And so, you know, it was pretty bad. But just to be able to walk is such a blessing. And it's something, you know, somebody that can't walk or has lost that ability, you know that's, it's not the end, but it's tough. And to see a little child starting to walk is such a beautiful thing too. When they take that next step, or take that next those first steps, and they can't believe it, they actually did it. You know, they walked. It's something. I was blessed this past week. I didn't ask Nathan and Jessica if I could say this or not, but I saw somebody posted a little video of Mackenzie taking some walking across the living room. And that's just such a blessing to see that. The joy and the excitement of some walk at pretty early age, some take longer to walk. And when I think some of them, they find a different way, different means of mobility, getting around. We've had children that did that and were pretty good at getting around without getting on their feet. And they don't really see the need. It's not that important to get on their feet. But the beauty of getting on their feet is it makes such a difference in their, our feet are made to walk on. Our knees aren't. Otherwise we're scraping, we're bumping, we're bruising, we're getting calluses. But our feet, that's what they're made for, just to walk on. And it just works better. We don't get as dirty, children stay cleaner once they walk. So there's a blessing to be able to walk. But in thinking of walking in him, I had to think that verse in John where it says, 3 John 1:4, he says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. So what is thinking of walking in truth? So who is truth? Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So Jesus is truth. So we can walk in truth, we can walk in him. And one One definition of that would be living a life that aligns with God's teaching and principles. So that is walking, that would be walking in Him. Living a life that aligns with God's teaching and principles. The some of the thoughts that Brother Charles shared there Friday evening on the mission of the church, and I was blessed by the thoughts there that he shared, that our mission as individuals, as Christians, believers, is the same as the mission in the church. It goes together. He says that the first and great commandment, to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second is likened to it, to love thy neighbor as thyself. And then the next one, he said the new commandment. He mentioned the new commandment that's given in John 13:34. Maybe I'll just read that one. A new commandment I give you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. And so that's, I believe, is a sign that we can maybe a thermometer we can put up in our lives that we are walking in Him, walking in truth. And then the third point he gave was the Great Commission. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Saturday evening I was there with where Brother Tim was talking to the youth, and I was blessed. I don't know what Tim's sharing here this morning, so I'm not going to go into that. He might be sharing, it was suggested he shared what he shared there with the youth. So, but I was blessed with the thought there that to be world changers in a changing world, the only way we really change the world is the gospel going out. You know, we talked about that in our Sunday school, the results of the gospel being shared with people that were open to it, and the great spiritual awakening. Then just a couple more thoughts here I was blessed with the thoughts that I didn't, it wasn't, so being, not being there Saturday evening, I didn't get to listen to, I can't think of his name, that shared Saturday evening there, Reuben, yeah, thank you, Reuben Yoder, didn't get to listen to his, but I did listen to his later, but I didn't get to see the PowerPoints and stuff, but if you weren't there, still listen to it. It's a real blessing to with the thoughts he shared there, and the importance of are we, and I don't have this exactly, I didn't write it down, but are we living out the what we have been redeemed for? Are we truly filling that? Are we to its fullest? You know, if we have been redeemed, are we sharing that? Are we living that out to the fullest? If we want to, his topic was on finishing strong. I believe that was the title. So if we want to finish strong, make sure I'm right here. Yeah, finishing strong. If we want to, that one thought he said he wanted people to take with him. If we want to finish strong, are you living out to the fullest what you have been redeemed for? And that's probably not given exactly right, but I was very blessed by the inspiration and the thoughts that were shared there, and the thoughts that if we're of thinking again of walking, and the one illustration he gave, the one story he gave of the man that he was with that was so inspired and so on fire for sharing, wanting to share, wanting to reach out, wanting to help these handicapped people. I don't know if Pakistan or wherever it was. Somewhere in the Middle East. But this young man said, he asked this man, why? Why are you so, what brings that? Where does that come from? And he said, he grew up, he wasn't any kind of religion. He wasn't going to have anything to do with religion. He was adamantly opposed to it. But he had some family that kept urging him to come to church, kept urging him. And finally they wore him down, and he said, okay, I'll come, but I'm going to sit there and laugh, and I'm going to sit in the back, and I'm going to sit there and laugh. And he said, I went, And I didn't sit in the back, and I didn't laugh. And he said, when the invitation was given, there was another man standing there. And he looked at me, and he said, come. I think he said a man in white. You need to listen to that if you haven't, but if you weren't there. But he said, no, the man said, I love you. And he said, well, I don't love you. And the man put out his hands again, and he said, come. He said, I love you. And he said, I don't love you. And he said, then the man turned his hands. Now, this I couldn't see because I wasn't there. But so those of you that were, you couldn't. But the way I understood it, the man put his hands out to where he could see the palms of his hands. And he saw the scars in his hands. And he said that when he did that, he couldn't stop. He couldn't stop himself. He just went. He said, I had to go. And he said that is what gave him this overpowering desire to live for Christ and to spread the gospel. And I think that, you know, that if we could grasp that, those hands, what he's done for us, what he's done for you personally, what he's done for me, that's where the power comes from, to live out the gospel, to share the gospel with those around us. Let's kneel together for prayer. Our kind Heavenly Fathers, we come before thee again this morning. We thank you again for your many blessings. We thank you for your word, and we thank you that we can be together like this, hear your word, that we can hear stories from the past here shared, and that we can learn. We just pray that you might continue to, that your spirit might move in our midst this morning. We pray for those that can't be here. We pray for, if it's sickness, for their healing. And we pray for that you might just be with each one. You know each need, each struggle. And we just pray that you might open our hearts to what you have for us today. We just pray you might bless Brother Tim as he brings the word, as he shares it with us. Just open our hearts for what you have for us. We just want to commit this service to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.